cinch.
The system's perfect. He's just not trying hard enough. Or she's just not trying hard enough. Is this one of the myths that you have holding you back? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So I heard, the system makes sense. So-and-so is just not trying to pay attention to what I told them to do. They're not working hard enough. You see, just because an organizing system works for you doesn't mean that it will be common sense to anyone else in your office or your home. One thing I've learned over the years is that common sense is not so common. It's made up of all the life experiences that you've had, and not everyone has had the learning experiences that you've had. Add to that, we all have different thinking and learning styles, and yours may not match with the people you're trying to coexist with. So let me tell you a story to illustrate this. Once there was a couple, and they had recently moved into a new home, and the husband was always asking the wife, "Honey, where's this document? Honey, where's that document?" And she was just beside herself with irritation. She had read a lot of organizing books, and she knew that systems needed to be set up in a way that made sense for the people referencing the systems. So she was making good strides. She took all day one day and sat down with him, and they created a color-coded, beautiful filing system. It had all the words that he would use in reference to files rather than her, and it was really very an aesthetically pleasing system. Unfortunately, 3 months down the road, the husband was still saying, "Honey, where is the ... fill in the blank." She was beside herself with irritation, until she realized something. I talk about innies and outies in the workshops and presentations I do, because you see, there are, just like there are different thinking and learning styles, there are different organizing styles. Some people, more like me, are an innie. That means that you think better and you have a more clear thought process on the things that you're supposed to be focusing on when you don't have things surrounding you, when you don't have piles around you. This is largely because you could get distracted by those piles. And if you have a lot of stuff around you, you're not focusing as well. So you function better with things in. Now, her husband, on the other hand, was an outie. Now, outies hold the adage, out of sight, out of mind, meaning if they don't see it, they may forget it even exists. So when they had created this fabulous filing system, this color-coded filing system with the words that worked for the way that he spoke, they put it in one of the file drawers of the desk in the office. And that makes perfect sense for the most part, except for the fact that he was an outie. So when he continued to ask her, "Honey, where is the ... what was really happening was that he had completely forgotten that there were files in the file drawer. Now, I know that sounds silly to those of you that are used to using file drawers, but for those of you listening to me that are outies, this makes perfect sense to you. With the drawer closed, those things cease to exist. So the really simple change that was made to make the system work for both people in the family was to go to an office supply store and get one of those wire rolling file carts, just out in the open file carts on wheels. They took all of the files that were in the file drawer and put them into that rolling file cart. So now that rolling file cart was out in the open where he could see it. Notice I didn't say we took all the files and put them on a desk in big piles. Just because you have piles doesn't mean you're an outie. That means you don't have systems. It is possible, if you're an outie style, to still have systems. The filing system remained the same. The papers were in hanging file folders and were tabbed. That's the system. But the tool to hold the files is what changed. Rather than being in a closed file drawer, they were now out in the open on a rolling file cart. Now, for people that are innies, that could be a little irritating. It could be even looked at as clutter because things are out in the open. But for someone that's an outie, it's a survival tool because they remember the things are there, it's out in the open where they can see them and access them easily, but it